gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Tila Page, Justin Tyler, and Alex Salvin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Boothman. Who's at the bar? Because we're upstairs tonight.
But yes.
That's exciting.
Super exciting. It's like a right? ballroom
Anything
dance.
Can happen. Like a what?
Ballroom dance.
This is like a ballroom dance to you.
Look at this chandelier.
Oh,
I could have danced all night.
Ah, there we go. So I was going to tell you, can I tell you guys a little story?
Oh, sure.
I know I've been away.
As long as it's not about your kid, that's fine. That's
okay, so it's about my kid.
Oh.
So a couple of weeks ago, you guys remember, I don't know if you know, that Peter Parker was killed off in Marvel Comics.
Why are you starting the show with this?
That's not news, Alex.
And switched brains with Dr. Octopus. So I told my daughter, who's 3 years old, this. I told her this, and I was like, hey, so you know, there's a secret that I have to tell you. Peter Parker is secretly Dr. Octopus. Every single morning now, every single morning at breakfast, she turns to me and she's like, Daddy, Daddy, I have a secret. And I say, oh, what is it? And she says, Peter Parker is secretly Dr. Octopus.
Oh, my God.
That's
and you scream back, spoiler!
No, actually, I got to be honest. All right, I'm lying a little bit. Because what she was saying was she said, I have a secret. Dr. Octopus is Peter Parker. And this morning I was like, I'm sorry, I have to correct you. It's actually the other way around.
Oh, nice, nice.
Teach her what's what. Otherwise, she's going
to grow
up. And
then you were like, Peter Parker's dead. Some guy trying to sell comics ruined Spider-Man.
His name's Ted Slott. Yeah. Here's his address. Take a gun.
That's what Pete has been whispering into your daughter's ear.
Okay. You're not babysitting anymore.
Oh.
I would venture to say that was a mistake to begin with.
Yeah, pretty much. How have you guys been doing? How's the past 2 weeks?
Oh, man, this has been rough without you.
Nope. Yeah. We had a fucking party.
Did you?
We had a ballroom dance, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, could have danced all night.
Yeah, we danced all night. That's why everyone's here in their best dress.
Yeah.
With Mr. Vest in the front row.
Great. Well, I was actually, I don't know if you guys know, while you were doing the show so excellently up here, I was down in Miami. Hanging out. I had a
Will
suite
Smith?
In Miami on the beach that I was hanging out in a little bit.
A suite on
yeah,
the beach?
I did.
Aren't the suites usually in the top of the hotel?
Maybe it was a palm tree. But I was hanging out with Joe Hill and Gabriel Rodriguez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
We're doing a
Is this going to be cute?
And I told them a secret. I told them that Peter Parker is secretly Dr. Octopus. Joe Hill was like, Peter, I have a secret for you, Daddy. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, what's the news?
We were chatting about a bunch of stuff, but you've been wondering about something, right?
I have been wondering about something.
What have you been wondering about?
Well, if you guys know, in one issue of Lock and Key, there was a doctor named Dr. Zalbin.
Right? Yep, that's me.
Which is, some say, we're not sure if it's named after you, but it could be.
Yeah. Right.
It looks exactly like you.
But there is a character named Pete LePage.
That's right.
Who looks and acts just like you.
Yep. Right.
So that's two of the three hosts of this show. And there are only a couple of issues left of Lock and Key. So I've been curious to see if...
I saw you right before I left, right before I got on the plane, and you were like, can you find out from
Joe? I was
there
with flowers.
So I went to Joe, and I was like, Joe, I got to ask you what's going on with Justin and Lock and Key. And he said, very definitively, who is Justin?
Good. Good. That's a little game we play.
Seriously,
then what did
happened?
He say?
Well, I don't want to spoil too much. Do you want
to say? You told me you were going to tell me.
I don't want to spoil too much, but maybe in Lock and Key number 4, you're going to die.
Yeah!
But wait.
I'm going to die.
Maybe in Lock and Key 4, also Pete dies.
Yeah! In each other's arms?
What? That got weird. Wait, do you kill us?
I don't want to say anything.
No, Dr. Zalbin died.
Yeah, Dr. Zalbin, I think we all know, is the one surviving character.
Yeah. Oh. He's the one, the sequel.
Hey, don't we have a show to do?
I think we already did mic check, so that was pretty good.
And then we Alex, you just did like 10.
Oh, yeah, we have a couple of great guests today.
Yeah, we did like 10 minutes of stand-up.
Guys, from New Paradigm Studios, we have Brandon Perlow and Carl Baller.
Yeah!
Let's welcome them up to stage.
Guys, we just announced you get on stage.
Yeah, come up on stage.
Hey, you guys, you two, look up here.
Yeah. Look up here.
Come on up, guys. Yeah. Pete, whatever you do, don't trip our guests.
Okay? I almost fell into a little booby trap.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're excited to have you here. So talk to us about New Paradigm Studios. What's going on?
Right now we have Watson and Holmes 1 and 2 released out through many digital venues. First issue's now actually on Comixology.
Can I interrupt you for a second? For those who don't know, what is Watson and Holmes?
Watson and Holmes is it's our new title from New Paradigm. It's basically it's a cultural reimagining of the Sherlock Holmes mythology, with the main characters as African American,
cool,
in an urban contemporary setting, just solving crimes that the NYPD find unsolvable.
Yeah, and it's really good too. Can you?
It's one of those things where I heard the pitch and I was like, all right, let's see how this is. It was really awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you think, what is so, this is such a stupid question, but what is your favorite color? No, I'm not actually asking that. So what is so enduring about Watson and Holmes, and what's your particular spin on them?
Well, this particular spin mainly is different. I mean, it's not just the fact that they're African American. It's mainly being told from Watson's point of view, and he's sort of headlining the whole show. And we're really playing up his military expertise. Of course, Holmes is, you know, he's a brilliant mind, and he's going to steal the day. And Watson sort of has to keep up. So it's been a challenge for us, sort of keeping Watson on Holmes's level. I think cool.
It sucks to be Watson, right,
not,
Pete?
Not in this issue.
You're the Watson of the show, so.
Fuck you.
Who's the Holmes?
We don't have one.
Oh, we're
bystanders.
We're
extras.
Three Watsons.
Yeah. I'm Sherlock. I'm the one.
Yeah. You're Sherlock?
Yeah, you solve so many mysteries.
Yeah, that's right. You detected that sandwich the other day.
It was delicious.
Detected the sandwich? That's easy to do.
This is, again, kind of like a general question, but what are the challenges involved in selling a comic book like this to the public when you don't have Marvel or DC or necessarily even Image or IDW behind you?
I think actually it's something I've constantly answered, that it's pretty tough because the comic book press, it's sort of like if you aren't one of the big three, they won't really give you the time of day. So it's, and also if you're not doing anything with superheroes or, you know, oh, this is our take on Superman if he went bad, you know, type of story. They're not really.
Oh, that sounds really good. I just want to interrupt you.
Yeah, we should really talk about really that. We should book some people who are doing that comic. Yeah.
I could think of something in 20 minutes.
20 minutes,
20
huh?
minutes. All right, start that clock.
Yeah. We're going to come back to you. You better have something good.
So what do you do? How do you market a book like
we
this?
We use a lot of Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook, and that's been very helpful. A lot of the Sherlock groups have been very into the series, and, you know, we've let them know early on.
What is a Sherlock group?
There's like a ton of them on Tumblr, and they're always like posting like little videos of Sherlock Holmes from the, you know, the TV, different TV shows, mostly from the newer ones. And it's like, you know, it's like a subculture. It's like, it's really big, but they've been, you know, they've really been taking it on very well. So I appreciate, you know, the fandom.
Awesome. And what are some of the other titles you guys put out?
Well, we have The Rock Thrower, which
pitch that. This is a really cool kind of story.
Yeah, actually, Brandon came up with that. That's Brandon's baby, which is a brilliant little idea. You wanna
basically, it's the idea of a down-and-out baseball scout is watching TV and sees CNN and sees the Palestinian kid throwing rocks at Israeli soldiers and is wondering, you know, if this kid could make a great baseball pitcher. So he ends up going to Israel to find this kid and bring him back. The thing is, you know, he's a ex-baseball player himself, and, you know, he's had a sordid history as a player, so he's trying to redeem himself while finding this kid and making him like the next great pitcher.
Well, and he's cool. Also Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. That's so it's cool. Kind of like a sequel to Angels in the Outfield a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, and just so you know, we've only ever seen Disney movies from the 90s. That's our only cultural touchstone.
Actually, the first issue, if you go to newparadigmstudios.com under free reads, the first issue is free, so you can read it, you know, online.
Awesome. Cool. Great. How does that relate to Escape from Witch Mountain?
Good.
Yeah, it does.
Good. That one's a little deeper.
That's not
reference.
90s.
Yeah, that's a little deeper reference. I don't know. But if we're going back, I think the Apple Dumpling Gang's going to have to hang around for a little while as well.
What else? Pete, name a movie.
Name a movie. Just name any movie.
I was thinking the movie The Scout, which is about a guy who's a down and out scout.
Yeah, that's probably a little closer.
That's for adults.
Oh.
Rookie of the Year, Funky Butt Loving.
Yeah. What's your favorite baseball movie, guys?
Bad News Bears.
Nice.
I hate to say it. I like Major League.
Yeah.
I like Charlie Sheen.
Joe Boo. I'll do it myself.
Here's the thing that I heard today, and I don't know if it's true because I haven't checked it, but John Carpenter directed Bad News Bears.
I don't know if that's true.
Maybe I'm thinking of John Carpenter's Bad News Bears, where these evil alien bears eat some people.
Yeah, and they read Huffington Post headlines to the people, to their victims.
Yeah, there you go.
They were the Bad News Bears.
Cool. What other titles do you guys have coming out?
We have another series called Justice is Nocturnal, which will be a web series coming out within a couple of months, done by Fala Lee Edwards. Really awesome book. We'll give you guys more news about it online.
Cool.
Also, Nimbus, which is my other book, which I've been taking a little too long making. It's a fully painted digital series. Fully painted digital series.
Cool.
And where can people check out stuff about you guys?
www.newparadigmstudios.com and Facebook New Paradigm Studios and Facebook Watson and Holmes.
Awesome. Cool.
All right. Very cool. Guys, I think we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Okay. In the stack, we talk about some titles that we particularly like this week that we're going to go to bat for. First one, Pete's pick. Is I'm gonna get it out of here. Oh, it's gonna happen. You got it. All right, Chew 31 from Image Comics.
Yeah,
pass this over to you guys. You are more than welcome to take it out of the bag and board and do whatever you want to it.
You guys haven't been eating any cheesecake or anything, right? Recently,
yeah, any mini cheesecakes?
I just inhaled mine an hour ago.
All right, good,
cool,
great. Pete, what do you like about Chew? What's going on for Chew 31?
Well, this is kind of a sad start to the funeral, but what I really like about it is there's some fighting afterwards that really helps work out your rage and dealing with loss. So for me, I can really relate to this because Spider-Man died recently, and I wish I had people to beat
up. I saw you at his funeral. That was a weird funeral.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a hilarious...
I just want to point out, for those who don't know, Chew has literally nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah, of course it doesn't. But this is a very creative, hilarious comic that is just all over the place, but it still is very powerful with the writing. And it's
for those of you who have never picked up Chew, the idea of it is there's this guy, Tony Chew, who's a Chibopath. When he bites things, he gets a psychic impression of their past. Last issue, his sister was murdered by somebody who may or may not be a vampire. He doesn't know that yet. This issue has the aftermath, his funeral, and then he gets reinstated as an agent of the FDA, which is in charge of taking care of any chicken-related crimes in America.
And there's a lot of them.
Yes. And like you say, he kicks some butt. This series has been great recently. I know you're not quite as crazy about it.
No, but I thought this was a pretty good issue. Is everyone on board? He eats people. He bites people all the time.
Yeah, he just straight up bites people and eats bodies.
It's not like he eats them. He just bites them.
He chews it.
Yeah.
It's in the title.
It's not like he, like, you know, then you...
What, it's okay to put a human flesh in your mouth as long as you don't swallow it?
Well, he's trying to solve crimes. It's okay.
Okay, cool. Huh? Yeah, he's like Batman, but he's like sort of eats people.
Doesn't eat them. Just chews on them a little bit.
He's a nibbler.
That's cute. He's a nibbler.
Yeah.
Speaking of Batman eating stuff, did you guys last week, did you talk about the cloche in Batman thing in the tray?
No. Oh, yeah, we did. We didn't know the word cloche.
Yeah, you threw me when
we
you
called
said cloche.
It a dinner tray.
Yeah, with a little lid on it.
Yeah. Do you guys think Batman's going to have to eat his own face? That's what I think.
You think it's going to, his face is
going
to be
better not be Alfred is my point.
Oh, you think it's Alfred's face?
It better not be Alfred.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine if he just chews on Alfred's face.
Right,
for
it's
second.
Not a really big deal.
As long as he doesn't swallow it, it's normal.
Oh, my God.
That's totally true.
But yeah, anyway, this issue is cool. The sort of second half of the story is about people who are working out, and they work out so hard that they burst into flame because
they're... Yeah, don't work out, people. You might catch on fire.
Yeah, which is great evidence to continue to not work out.
Have you guys read Chew at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have the past couple of volumes. So it's like this is just catching up now.
I haven't read Chew, but I was looking through some of the pages, and yes, people were indeed bursting into flame. I did notice.
Thank you for confirming that. I've been known to lie.
Fact checker.
I've been known to lie on this show.
Yeah, thank you so much. This series is great. I think you could probably pick it up starting with last issue and get caught up pretty well.
Yeah, this issue is actually a good jumping on point, too.
So check it out if you want something weird. Let's move on with Justin's pick, which was Young Avengers number one from Marvel Comics.
Yeah!
By Kieran Gillen, art by Jamie McKelvey. You want to talk about this one a bit?
Sure. This taking a bunch of characters, some of which you know, some of which you don't, and it's a fun... Young Avengers were very popular a few years ago, and they've sort of been sitting by the wayside, been in a couple books here and there. But it's a bunch of those characters. It's Loki from the Journey into Mystery, which is awesome. And they're aged up a little bit. In the old Young Avengers, they were 16. They were trying to figure their lives out. These people are 18, so they sort of...
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, no, hold up.
Whoa,
that's not the point of the book.
It is, though. You know what I'm...
What? Could you not even finish that sentence?
Yeah, it's okay.
Your daughter told me a secret the other day. She said, my dad is weird. And I believe that.
All right.
And this... So they're dealing with, like, sort of more adult problems. It's great. The art's great. The story's really awesome. The layouts are really cool. Great book.
Yeah, Pete, what do you think about this?
This is good. I really like the Loki stuff in the restaurant. Hilarious. Yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes. I feel like this is a good first issue setting things up. I wasn't crazy blown away by it, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Oh.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I was really looking forward to it. The art is gorgeous. Jamie McKelvey is always pretty much amazing
Kieran
across
Gillen
the board.
Is amazing
if you've never
writer.
Seen his stuff, he has a really clean... I don't know. It's not exactly cartoony style. It's more of like an advertising style almost, if that's fair to say.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, there you go. It's like if you look guys like ads, I think you'll like this. It's very creative.
Yeah, like a Snapple commercial.
It feels very much like just the first part of a story rather than a first issue, which was a little disappointing to me. I wanted to get more of a full meal out of it, particularly because the team works on this book, Photogram at Image, and every single issue of that is so... in depth. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
But definitely worth picking up. Have you guys checked out Young Avengers?
Oh, yeah. I got it last week. Pretty good. Like, I kind of agree with Pete. I'm hoping that he does a little bit better establishing a storyline than he did on Iron Man. I don't think Iron Man's bad, but it's sort of like, it's more like a double. It's not like a home run.
I agree with you about that. I think this is going to be better than Iron Man.
So, but I'm hopeful that, you know, Gillen will do a good job of Iron Man 2 in the space.
His work on X-Men was amazing, so I'm really looking forward to what he's going to do here.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's move on with the last pick. This is my pick, Mind Management, number 7 from Dark Horse Comics. Yeah,
one guy likes it.
All right,
two, three.
Yeah, three. Oh, it's building. Everybody likes it, you guys.
Wow.
Oh, this is amazing.
No, there's more than three people.
You just went viral, Alex.
Yeah. There you go. Mind Management, we've talked about it on the show before. This is a fantastic series by Matt Kint, who both writes and draws it. Basic idea is that there's a secret society of people who have incredible mind powers, not just controlling minds, but like there's a guy who can draw pictures that make it look like regular ads. This is all about advertising.
Yeah, clearly.
Regular
a good
ads, but they force people to do things. Or somebody can write a letter that is an assassination note. So if you actually read the letter, it's just a haiku, but you die. Things like that. To have these incredible powers. This is starting off a new arc where one of the main characters is starting to remember things about mind management. She's going after them. What particularly jumped out to me about this issue is the structure of it. You have the main narrative going on the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
They have these things that are almost like doodles that are telling another story that eventually connect to the main narrative. And at the same time, the main character, Maru, has written this true crime nonfiction novel that got introduced way back in the first issue. There's excerpts from the novel that are running on the side that also run parallel to the main narrative.
Yeah.
So it's one of the most creatively structured comic books, I think, at least that I've seen recently, if ever. It's a really brilliant comic book that if you want something different and off the beaten path, you should be picking up.
It kind of reminds me of Mad Magazine, where there's a lot of different stuff going on.
Yeah,
same
like
tone.
I think what I was saying was Mad Magazine.
It's like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, there's a fold in the back. It's
I meant it's layered, asshole. All right, it's fucking layered.
I meant it's layered, asshole.
It takes a little mind management to read it because there's so much going on. You want to stop.
It's Good shit.
Pete, you should just stop there and leave the show forever.
Yeah. Reading it makes you want to stop and like,
take
a break.
I wish I could leave forever. I can't. I've tried.
Oh, right, that spell.
I've tried.
It's because you're wearing slippers and it's wintertime, isn't it?
Oh, man. Don't fucking say shit about my Punisher slippers, all right?
I'm only pointing them out.
Do you guys ever regret kicking out that genie from the group on our first show?
Huge mistake.
Yeah, big mistake. Yeah. Cursed us forever.
We only got the one wish that we would always do the show forever. did you hear, just right before the show started on Twitter, Mind Manager just got optioned to be a movie.
Seriously?
Honestly, yeah. That's why I thought you picked it. No. With Ridley Scott attached as a producer.
That's perfect. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We'll see.
The other thing that's crazy about it to me is Matt Kent is writing and drawing the series. He also is releasing a graphic novel that's like 250 pages that he wrote and drew, unrelated, that's coming out soon. And he's writing titles for Marvel and also for DC at the same time.
Damn.
So dude is busy.
Dude is busy.
Dude is busy. Have you guys checked out Mind Management at all?
No, I definitely would like to.
Sounds like a really interesting concept.
Cool. Yeah. All right, there you go.
It's cool. There's writing everywhere is the point. You can't not be reading it.
If you like advertising, you could read literally any book we've recommended today.
Yeah. He wrote he wrote on the back of my tie. He wrote underneath your collar. He's been writing just this comic everywhere.
Stop.
He can't stop.
That genie.
Did you just watch Aladdin, or what's the deal?
Maybe I went to Disney on Ice this weekend. I don't want to talk about it. All right, and that's it for the stack.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to go over to Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Booth Man.
I miss this old music.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
It's a little march.
It's good. Yep. It's very cute.
Take your time.
Okay.
Rev into it.
Yeah. Shut up, Alex. Where you been? All right. First question. They're making movies out of all the comics in this week's stack. You were in charge of casting. Get to it.
Well, I'd like to see Ridley Scott on Mind Management.
That's great, man. You'd like to see him act?
Not direct.
Well, for a second, I thought this person was like, they are doing that. You have to cast it now.
All right. So
I'm a high-powered Hollywood executive.
We got two Young Avengers in Mind Management. Mm. Any picks from you guys for casting?
Oh,
and I should mention, beyond Mind Management, Chu is being made into a TV series for Showtime.
John Cho, I guess, as Chu.
Great. He's definitely the go-to Asian actor.
Yes, he is.
That's pretty much their only answer.
Who played Short Round? Is he still working?
Huh?
He died.
Yeah, he died in
that true?
That movie. Huh?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No. Aww.
No, they tore his heart out.
Hey, all those bugs crawled all over him.
Oh,
and
I forgot that was a documentary.
Om Nam Chi Bai. Om Nam Chi Bai.
Yeah. That shot never made it in the movie where the actual heart of the actor that played Short Round was torn out.
Yeah. Pete actually ate it. But he didn't swallow it, so it was okay.
So no one batted an eyelash.
He's trying to solve the crime.
No one batted an eyelash.
Young Avengers, Mind Management, any casting?
Well, that's tough. Got to have young actors.
Yeah, for Mind Management, I'd love to have a de-aged Jodie Foster in the lead role.
Really?
Yeah, so first they invent de-aging something.
Interesting.
Get her back to like 20, 22, something like that.
Okay.
That would be pretty good.
That's weird.
Surprised you didn't say 18, you creep.
It's fine if she's 18.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Stop it.
No one likes that.
That bit was
not a problem.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you did talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Loki? Who would play Loki?
Oh, man.
Justin Bieber. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
This is good. Great cultural reference.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say Justin Tyler.
I was going to say that. Tyler. What about Tyler?
I'm a classically trained actor.
Yeah, right now, Kevin Feige is working on the Young Avengers movie. He's like, get me Justin Tyler for Loki.
Yeah.
How old is Loki supposed to be?
Probably younger than me.
like 15.
I don't know.
I have very useful features.
Huh? You put can play 8 to 12. Right?
I can play. My range is 8 to 12 and any superhero.
Wow.
It hasn't really been paying off yet.
Pete, you can play Miss America Chavez. You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
There you go.
Maybe it's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Maybe we should just sort of like shoot our own little version of Young Avengers.
That would be great.
Yeah, just like on spec.
Cool. What would I play?
You can
who's
get
that dude who takes his shirt off in the beginning?
Oh, who's that guy that brings lunch to the actors?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, craft services. That's what it is.
No, okay,
that'd be great.
Like
you're always talking about sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a great part. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I think we definitely answered that question.
Yeah.
Great. Any thoughts, you guys? Any other casting thoughts?
Too young. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Everything's better with Paul Giamatti.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah, it's a good point.
Very topical.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti actually would be totally good as the male guy in Mind Management. I'm forgetting his name, but there's an old Mind Management agent who's left the field. He'd be great. Good choice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, who asked that one?
You asked that. You're going to get some free comics. Right. Let's get the next question.
For NPS, why choose digital only? Was it for production reasons, or do you feel this is a better format?
I think it's just more of something that we wanted to start with to get it out there. It's not the finality. There are some projects that are going to be digital only for a while, but Watson and Holmes will, you know, eventually go to wider print distribution. Right now, you know, we have limited print runs of it, so it's not totally digital now. It's just I feel like in the long run, I think digital is going to be bigger, but it might be 5 or 10 years from now.
Yeah, paper is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And it's
plus,
really,
you're killing things.
Well, it's also hard to deal with low-volume printers. It's like they charge a lot of money. A lot of them are not reliable. They don't answer their emails.
My printer's not reliable either.
So
you have a dot matrix.
I have a dot matrix.
It's until you get into like the four-figure printing, like how many issues you print, that kind of issues you're printing, it's hard to find good printers.
Yeah, right. If you need any help, he has Print Shop Pro, and he should be.
I got it.
Awesome.
My printer's one of those ones with the holes on either side and goes wah 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 when it's printing.
It makes classical musical.
Yeah. What a coincidence. Yeah. Well, I have a pianist in my bedroom as well at all times.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I live the big life.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. All right. Let's get the next question.
Which member of the Avengers should be the next to have a teenage girl counterpart?
A teenage girl counterpart?
Correct, Alex Alvin.
Okay.
What is this in reference to?
Are there any Avengers that have teenage girl counterparts? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Good. That
so means, Hawkeye good. Has a teen girl counterpart. Iron Man doesn't. Thor doesn't. Hulk does. Black Widow doesn't.
True. A young teenage Black Widow.
There you go.
And like as a sidekick, so they're like friends. Yeah. Boothman. What?
Answer the question, Boothman.
All right. I know he's not an Avenger, but I think it'd be funny to see Man Thing with a teen counterpart.
Oh, She Thing.
Yes.
Nice.
She Thing.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, well, what would they do? Just wander around together?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you're saying for Hulk, it's the She-Hulk.
There's two of them.
Yeah, there are two She-Hulks.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's Lyra, who's his daughter.
Right.
And isn't there another one? Am I imagining that?
Yeah, there's regular She-Hulk.
Yeah. She's not a teen
Classic.
Girl.
Yeah.
What about a teen girl Punisher?
Well, they
excuse me?
Tried.
And it was great.
Yeah. Well, it worked out real well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes you don't want to, it gets creepy. You know what I mean? Like, Batman and Robin, a lot of people saying weird stuff about them. So you don't want to do.
What?
You want to do.
What have they been saying about Batman and Robin?
A ton of people. Everyone's talking.
What have they been saying?
People snicker.
Pete hangs out in 1950.
He's not 18. It's not okay.
That's what I've been saying. Yeah.
Great point, Alex.
Thank you.
Pete, what would enrage a teen girl enough to become a young Punisher, a young female Punisher?
Say something really awful, Pete.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Maybe someone wearing the same outfit that they are.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Really, I don't know.
Again, great understanding of women.
I don't have an understanding.
I just want to say you're a really good high school teacher. Yes.
What about teen girl Vision?
Nice.
Oh. All right, I like that.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's pretty
good. We're going with that answer.
Teen robot? Answer. Teen synthesoid?
Yeah.
Teen synthesoid.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Who asked that one? We'll give you some free comics.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Let's get the next question, please.
Clark Kent quit the Daily Planet.
What?
What job would you rather him do?
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy. So recently in the Superman comics, Clark Kent stormed out of the Daily Planet saying, that's it. I'm going to go where the money is. I'm going to start a blog. This is not a joke.
He gets it.
All that internet money.
Yeah, yeah, all that sweet, sweet internet money. He's going to start a blog.
I think Superman should loan himself out for a half a day and just charge like $1 million to do some tunneling and not have to worry about his bills anymore.
Is that where the money is? Tunneling?
Tunneling, like actually.
Who needs tunnels?
Yeah, well,
I would love
tunneling
a tunnel.
Or some kind of demolition, something that requires dangerous work.
You're right.
It could be done really fast and he could get paid a lot of money and never have to work again.
I am always spending all of my money on moles.
I blow money on tunnels that I never use.
Oh,
I have so many tunnels. That
I mean, come on, we need another subway tunnel here. It's like, you know, we could have Superman fly in, drill through, and, you know. Yep. Done in a day.
It's non-union.
Someone has to do the cleanup.
I think Clark Kent should go into the disguise business where you hire him and he'll come up with a perfect disguise for you. That way no one will be able to tell who you are.
Yeah,
the disguise business?
Yeah, the disguise business.
Didn't you major in the disguise business at disguise business school? Oh, what?
Man, I'm just wondering what makes more money, the tunneling business or the disguise business. If we could open up if there's some way we could combine them.
I know.
I think you should just open up a flower shop, you know?
That's lovely.
Oh, great.
That's a great dream.
That's always been
your dream.
These are all really good ideas. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics.
All right.
Do we have any more? Yeah, let's get another question.
Are we done with prizes? Is this
lightning
round?
Yeah, we are done with prizes.
Lightning round? Let's do it.
Our usual very slow lightning round.
What is the most worstest superhero? How would you reinvent them to be amazing?
Interesting.
Well, worstest.
Most worstest.
We did Stilt Man to make him more badass.
How would you do that?
They gave him arms.
Yeah. Oh.
Stilt arms.
The end. Great answer.
That was pretty good.
Australia.
Well, who's terrible? He was a terrible superhero.
Dr. Zalbin.
Yeah. No, that's a fictional character.
Yeah,
it has nothing
down,
to do with this.
I'm not talking about
Dr.
Alex.
Zalbin.
Dr. Zalbin is a piece of garbage.
Yeah, you're going to find out. You're going to find out in issue 4 that he has like a lot of money in the tunneling business and the disguise business, and it's really paying off for him.
Yeah, it's a great superpower.
Yeah, it's a great superpower.
Wise investment.
Any other terrible superheroes?
Doug Ramsey.
Oh,
great.
This is like
great. And he said that without even knowing.
Yeah.
So we're talking, of course, about
I'm sorry. I guess Cypher. You agree with President Obama, who loves Doug Ramsey, Cypher, and said he's his favorite superhero, and made January 29th National Cypher Day?
Yeah. No,
that's
not
definitely
true.
Not true. Well, that'd be a weird coincidence, because isn't that today's day?
Yeah. Oh, that is a weird coincidence.
How would you change Cypher to make him better?
You can't. He's perfect.
Yeah. You're right. I haven't seen your Cypher action figure. I know he's so wildly popular. And the Cypher movie, where's that in development?
He should be able to write every language, too.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not just speak every language.
That's what we're missing.
Also write every language.
Right.
There's one I could think of, and he's actually been like two versions. It's 3D Man / Triathlon. That's like a character that's like, you know, what are you doing with him? Is he like just a cheaper Captain America, you know? So... I don't know. I think actually giving him, like, real substantial power might be interesting. Yeah. You know,
you can make him, like, HFR 3D Man.
Oh, yeah. Or RPX Man.
Yeah.
That's super fun,
IMAX
right?
Man.
Wasn't 3D Man the big guy in the Skrull in Secret Invasion?
He was because he could see Skrulls.
Yes.
With his Skrull seeing glasses.
You know, Speedball for Penance.
Yeah, Penance is pretty much the worst.
Yeah.
Take him back to Speedball. That guy was fun. On the Prodigy bulletin boards when I was a kid, I was known as Speedball.
Right. Wow.
Little known fact.
You were Speedball?
I was Speedball.
I was Niles.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, if he actually took Speedball and got more powers, that'd be even more interesting.
But, what? Are you talking about drugs?
Oh, yeah. Let's get
We did
question.
A bunch of drugs before the show.
All right, so Australia Day came and went.
We're on Cypher Day now. We all know this.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Australian comic book character?
Ooh.
Uh-oh, guys.
Oh, gotta test those. Boomerang Man, good guess. Continent Man. Continent Down Under Man.
Sydney Opera House dude.
Sheila Man, yeah.
No, Gateway.
Paul Hogan.
Yeah. Paul Hogan.
the
fictional character, yeah. Paul Hogan.
Right. Gateway, he was an X-Men. He was when they were trapped.
You're making
they were
this
operating
up.
Out of the Australian
He's
Outback.
Never existed.
He could teleport them wherever they wanted to go. Didn't say too much. He was pretty cool.
Didn't say too much.
He ate a lot of blooming onions, right? Is that
right?
That's what gave him his power.
Yep.
They're so highly caloric.
Yeah, I feel
like Australians are underrepresented unless it's like a guy wearing a hat with this one brim put up in a like shark tooth necklace. Is there a non like embarrassingly stereotypical Australian character?
No. Oh, that's right. There's a girl who could stop time.
Yeah,
she's in All the West Men number one.
That's correct.
No, nope. Australia.
Her name
girl.
Is it's Didgeridoo.
Yeah,
yeah. Come on.
National pride.
I'd just like to take this moment and say we have nothing against Australia.
I love Australia.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Cool.
Ooh, aren't you fancy?
One more question.
More than one.
More than one. All right, let's keep going.
Who would you want to write the comic book series of your real or fictional life? What do you mean of your fictional life? Like our fantasies?
I have a deep inner fictional life.
Deep.
Who would you want to write it?
Yeah. To write my inner fictional life?
Yeah.
Pete. I would like
I
Pete to collaborate.
I wouldn't do you justice. I'll tell you that
you
right now.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
You wouldn't write my deepest secrets?
Who would you guys want one to write the comic book of your life?
Jack Kirby.
Great.
Nice.
Classic.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wouldn't have a lot of modern things in it. Like no cell phones and computers and stuff. But
still. I guess for me, since I know them, would be Walton Weezy Simonson.
Simonsons.
Nice. Yeah.
Good. Alex?
I don't know.
if I can cross worlds a little bit, I would like it to be a combination of Garth Ennis and Shel Silverstein.
They're collaborating on something together?
Yeah.
What a weird combination.
That's the most terrifying thing I've ever heard.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
Oh, well, didn't they write that book, Where the Sidewalk Has Vietnam Flashbacks?
Oh, I was gonna say, Where the Sidewalk Gets Shot in the Fucking Face.
Yeah.
That'd be an amazing book.
Great stuff.
Think about it, guys. I'm telling you. Gold.
Great.
Maybe they're the same person all along.
We've never seen them in the same place.
Exactly.
There you go. Do we have any other questions? Two more? Let's do it.
Who would you like to see in the Doctor Strange movie? Cast, director, storyline, whatever.
Ooh.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. As Doctor Strange.
Yeah. No, as Clea.
Oh, good.
Or Dread Dormammu.
The Dread Dormammu?
Yeah. Yes. Who do you want to see as Doctor Strange, guys?
Luke Evans?
Oh, nice. I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
Luke Evans is this actor who looks astonishingly like Doctor Strange. He's like on the rise. I'm trying to think of what he's been in.
Is he related to Chris Evans?
No.
Is he just Chris Evans with glasses?
And gray streaks?
Yeah.
First thing I thought of was...
Ed Helms.
No. Robert Downey Jr., but he's already Iron Man. So.
Sort of a tough crossover.
Yeah.
Be tough to give up Iron Man to play Doctor Strange.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Not a real
It would
franchise
be a funny
builder.
Scene, though, when they meet each other, like, you look really familiar.
Yeah.
And then
great.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Who I think? Yeah. I don't know. I already said Justin Bieber. I got nothing else.
Right. My bad. I forgot your well-thought-out answer.
Yep.
I wouldn't know offhand, but I think anyone who could be a replacement for Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man could make a good Doctor Strange.
No.
That's probably my answer. Someone who's maybe a little bit younger. I don't
maybe
know.
They're the same person.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about like about a CGI Robert Downey Jr.?
No, that's really smart.
No.
No.
What about that guy from the Shrek movie? Shrek? No, not Mike Myers. Shrek. Let's get the last question.
Why does everyone hate Cyclops so much?
Because he's a dick.
He's a douche.
Douche. An asshole. He killed Professor Xavier, for Christ's sakes.
But he was lame before he did that.
He always will just, like, throw people out and not really think, you know. It's like, you hate the guy.
Yeah, he left his wife and child for his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, thank you. That's another one. Yeah. Thank you.
We all have issues, guys.
Why do you like him? Huh? Defend Cyclops.
Because he's an interesting character.
Oh, really? So assholes are interesting?
Well, separate from what we're talking about, yes. Secondarily, they're weird. Secondarily, yeah, he is an interesting character. He's someone that was like the ultimate Boy Scout, but then
that's the ultimate.
The last Boy Scout.
Interesting. Great football scene.
I'm going to do a jig if we win.
He had to follow like the ultimate expression of those morals, and that meant having a hard line, which put him in a big fight with the X-Men and the rest of the world. And then it all, and then we are where we are now.
No, that,
I think
I fell asleep.
Cool.
I'm sorry. You said interesting, and then nothing you said after that was interesting.
Wow. Well, you can listen on the podcast.
There you go. Yeah, you should check out our podcast. And you guys check out our podcast. And that's it for audience questions.
Woo!
Guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek. Hooray! In the Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. Starting off, this is a little news coming out of the DC Warner Brothers folks. Ooh. You know there's a Man of Steel movie coming out starring Superman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's a character. He's a comic book character.
I've seen the trailers. It looks
yeah,
confusing.
He flies. He has a couple of other powers, stuff like that.
Oh,
anyway,
interesting.
If Man of Steel does not do well, they are not going to do a Justice League movie.
What the?
They're
going to wait
hostage.
To see how Man of Steel does until they determine whether they're going to do a Justice League movie. What do you guys think about that? Good decision? Bad decision?
I mean, it's Zack Snyder. He's not exactly, consistent. I mean, I'm hoping that it doesn't suck because I'm just not a fan of his work. I mean, he makes stuff look pretty, but yeah. I'm hoping that he could pull the story off and make something halfway decent.
He directed Bad News Bears. Did you guys know that?
Everybody
awesome.
Does.
Yeah.
There's a little director of Bad News Bears inside all of us.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like need more confidence over there at Warner Brothers. Like, Marvel was like, we're making these first, you know, five or six movies. And they were like, we're going to do it, and we're going to make them great. I feel like this is such a weaker place to come from.
I agree. And I think they should have gotten with the gusto and said, you know, we're just doing Justice League. Yeah. We don't care if Superman does bad or good. We're making Justice League.
I mean, after Avengers, should have been on Justice League.
Yeah.
We all want it.
Spend the $250, $300 million. It'll make $2 billion.
Yeah. Actually, you guys, really quick, we're going to be passing along a pot in a second to put some money in. We're going to pass along
some pot around, man.
pass around a joint.
Yeah,
as
just
we
drop some money in there. That's all
going
to go towards the Justice League movie. So if you want to see a Justice League movie, put a lot of money in there.
Great.
There you go. Next news item we're going to talk about. J.J. Abrams is directing Star Wars 7. What do you guys think about this? You want to see J.J. Abrams?
Safe choice.
Creator of Felicity in charge of Star Wars?
As long as he brings back Carrie
Felicity
Russell.
Felicity, I've always said, is a space opera, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's going to be great. It will be great.
Going to be great?
Thumbs
it's going to be
Thumbs
great.
Up. Yeah. How would it not be great?
Well, the last three Star Wars movies, I don't know if
he
I would
He had
say.
Nothing
but
to
that
do
was
with
Lucas.
Those.
Yeah, sure, but I'm just saying they're going to be great. It's kind of a crazy...
Mark my words. Wow. When that comes out, you'll be dead, but let's have a bet on it.
I don't think he's going to tread new ground. That's my feeling. But I think he'll do a satisfying Star Wars movie.
Yeah. You think it'll be like, the Force, boring, all that stuff?
Yeah.
He's not going to make up a new religion or Jedi.
I think if he brings Boba Fett back from the pit and puts him in the movie, he might score some bonus points.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I just want to see more Sarlacc pit. That's all I want.
Well, here, that's sort
what's
of the main character.
What's going on with him?
Yep.
What's happening?
It's a young Sarlacc pit trying to prove itself to its parents.
I want more Chewie and Han.
Yeah, you'll probably get that.
There you go.
I hope it ends with
He'll
a sword fight.
Home.
Last thing, speaking of
I
Sarlacc
hope there's
pit,
one lightsaber in it.
Yeah.
I just hope there's a lightsaber
like sitting
in it.
Sitting in the corner somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, no one uses it.
Oh, just
it.
In the background.
Well, I want to know what's going on with the Trade Federation. Like, how are they different from
the
episode
when?
How do they pick the logos and stuff to represent different?
Yeah, and how do they keep track of all those planets?
Yeah, I mean.
This is a really good question that I hope they answer in the new one. Moving on to another little bit of casting news. Paul Giamatti may be playing the Rhino.
Awesome.
In Amazing Spider-Man 2. Awesome. Obvious choice, but what do you guys think of it?
Just filling the young people with so much excitement.
Oh, my God.
Pete, you didn't know about this?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. Did you see Sideways? That was basically an audition for the Rhino.
He did. He knocked over all the wine tastings.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's running down the hill. That makes me sad a little bit.
For Paul Giamatti.
No, just I don't. I mean, maybe it's an older Rhino that he'll be playing or whatever. But like
an older, fatter, sadder,
more neurotic.
Yeah, I'm gonna get really
it's a sad.
Rhino.
Who's the other actor? John? What's his name? He's in his late 40s, 50s. He's got
Travolta,
Bon Jovi,
Leguizamo.
No, he's got the boxer nose. He's a voice of
Atreyu.
C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. I would prefer him as the Rhino.
That's cool.
What if they both played the Rhino?
Yeah. Make everyone happy. I want six Spider-Men.
I just Spider-Man. Like, if you see Paul Giamatti in any kind of suit, like, how are you scared?
I can't even imagine him. I can't even imagine enjoying seeing him in like a regular suit.
I think they're gonna make. I think they're gonna make the like Rhino this. Fully CG and just have him, you know, do the facial expressions.
Yeah, oh, yeah, hopefully his face is so expressive, or just the voice where he can be like, wah.
Really? You guys don't want to see Paul Giamatti's face in a big Rhino suit? He's like, hey, I'm the Rhino.
Yeah.
And this
sure is hot in these Rhinos.
I mean, he's got to be like 7 feet tall. I mean, he's got to be imposing, so that's got to be done digitally.
That's Paul Giamatti right there.
Yeah, he could really act.
7 feet tall.
Did you see the John Adams series? Was that what it was?
I don't remember.
Really intimidating.
Sam Adams. It was about the beard.
Oh, great. That's why I loved it so much.
Cool. That's it for the Week of Geek.
Yeah. Yay.
All right, guys. Next section is trivia, and for that, we're going to turn it over to Peter LePage.
All right.
Yep.
Guys, this is where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free. Who would like $25? Simply raise your hand. A simple raising of the hand will win you Yes, you brave soul. Come on up.
So brave.
So brave. What is your name, sir? Please step on the stage.
Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, I find that hard to believe. What is your real name?
Bach.
Oh, Bach. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's definitely telling the truth now.
I'm an asshole. You said your real name, and I apologize. All right, Bach, audience Bach. Yeah. So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you three questions. If you get all three of them right, you win $25 free. Right? I forgot to tell you about that part, but I needed a volunteer. All right. So how this is going to work, just so you know, so people to hear you got to put the mic up to your mouth. There you go. Cool. All right. So how this works is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, then pick one. All right? Here we go. So trivia's on This Week in Comics. All right. Sorry. All right. Question number one. In Hellblazer number 299, spoiler in case you haven't read it, after John Constantine's funeral, who shows up? Is it A, the devil, B, John Constantine, or C, George Burns? So it's either A, the devil, or it's B, John Constantine.
John Constantine.
Yeah.
General.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, question number two. In Wolverine and the X-Men number 24, which statue is Quentin Quire screaming at? Is it A, Jean Grey, B, Professor X, or C, Buddha? So it's either A, Jean Grey, don't pick A, don't do it, or B, Professor X.
I'll go with B. I got that telepathically.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well done, sir. His jokes are better than mine. All right. In Winter's last question. In Winter Soldier number 14, what does it say on Bucky's license plate on his motorcycle? Is it A, Knight, B, Buck, or C, Jesus is my homeboy? So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or it's B.
Knight
is correct, sir.
Nice.
$25 free, and the receipt is taped to it, so you know it's legitimate.
Just like anything.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
All right. There you go. Yay.
Yeah.
Good job, Pete. That was a really good job.
Another finely tuned.
As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man. I am looking forward to Invincible number 100. I cannot wait to see what happens, and I'm nervous about
it. Yeah, I read it. Do you want me to just tell you?
Oh, yeah, please spoil it for me, you
great.
Son of a bitch.
So,
don't.
Invincible.
Don't do it.
Oh, I'm so nervous sitting between you. Don't say
a
sandwich.
Little
don't
bit of sandwich. Flesh, but he doesn't swallow, so it's okay.
Well, would you say that it's good if you've read it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I liked it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Whew.
There you go. Justin, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Hawkeye number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Great comic series. Yeah. The art by David Age is amazing. And this is a Hurricane Relief comic. All the proceeds are going to Hurricane Sandy Relief.
Yeah, so. Matt Fraction is going to take every single dime that he made, all of his royalties off of the book, and put it towards, I think, Red Cross, something like that?
Well, I don't know which charity, but it is for her.
I don't know why he only accepts money in dimes.
Yeah, it's only dimes.
Weird.
He's really, he likes to.
Yeah, it's March of Dimes, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to Mara Number 2 from Brian Wood and Ming Doyle is coming out.
You must love volleyball.
I love volleyball. The first issue was Future Society, where volleyball is very popular. Crazy,
weird.
I know. Totally crazy. But there's a girl who turns out she might have some strange powers in the first issue.
And you know what? I bet she does.
Yeah. Bet she does. She skips through time a little bit, and it changes everything. She's the most popular volleyball player of the world.
Well, I mean, that's kind of cheating a little bit.
Yeah.
I have actually read the issue that comes out tomorrow, and I liked it much better than the first issue. I thought it was a nice setup, but it really builds nicely, and it's a really very different world. That's the thing that's cool about it.
Are the rules of volleyball the same?
Totally the same. So if you know volleyball like we know volleyball, you can totally follow, bro.
Cool.
Awesome. It's cool.
It's cool.
What are you looking forward to?
Looking forward to Batman and Robin number 1 annual.
Nice. Batman and Robin number 1 annual. Good call, yeah.
Yes. Damian Wayne, can't get enough of him. He's a rapscallion. No, I really like what they've been doing with the Batman.
Yeah, did you hear actually that people are saying weird things about him on the internet?
Yes, they've been saying that for a while.
What have they been saying, Pete?
I don't know.
You said it.
Batman and Robin.
Oh,
weird.
That bit.
That bit, that classic vaudeville bit.
Brandon, what are
Batman
you looking
forward
to?
I definitely agree with quite a few of your suggestions, especially Invincible, but I'm curious about that Star Wars omnibus of the alternative history stuff, because I missed a lot of those issues when they kept, so now that I have them all in one book, I could actually read them and enjoy them.
Cool. And plug your stuff, guys. What should people check out?
Watson and Holmes, number 1 and number 2, available on Comixology.
Actually, 2's not available on Comixology yet, but it's available through other venues. But if you bug Comixology, maybe they'll put out number 2, and maybe on Wednesday it might actually be out. I don't know. They don't let us know. Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
But do check out Rock Thrower on our website, because it's free. And, next couple of months we'll have some more stuff coming out. So just, sign up on our website and you'll get some newsletters.
All right, very cool. Couple of things before we go. Next week on the show, we are going to have a totally free 2-hour-long extravaganza.
What?
We are doing a crossover with Matt and Brett Love Comics, another awesome podcast. So first half of the show, we're going to have them as our guests. Second half of the show, they're going to be our guests. We're going to be their guests. I don't know what I'm saying. Basically, we're going to switch, and we're going to record 2 shows in a row. They're both free, and we should get drinks, and it's going to be cool.
It will be cool. We're going to talk about hundreds of comics.
Yes, we really are. And if you could believe this, we get nerdy on this show, we're going to get even nerdier on their show.
Their show is nerdier than ours.
Yes. Wow. So it should be a good time.
We're going to be the real jocks at this comic podcast crossover.
Maybe we'll bring extra gifts or something?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Extra prizes?
Ooh, that
gifts,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Gifts. I like extra prizes. We can do that.
Tumblr. There you go. Pete, what else should people check out?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all of our amazing guests. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check out our website, comicbookclublive.com and Nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Also, I wanted to thank our fabulous interns.
Eamon
Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tom Erdar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Patriciana Tenicella, and Riley Trahan. A couple of other people we want to thank. We want to thank Carl for being on the show.
Yeah!
Brandon for being on the show.
Boothman.
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday.
Thanks, everybody.
Instead of it, totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thank you.